It's time for you youngsters to learn about some x-rays. Now, the anatomy of the science of the drawing is expressed in the following. X coordinate equals YZ. Now, write that down in your exercise books. EP equals FP. And we also call this formula the PISS formula. It's very similar to what happens when you shine a ray through a bathroom. Okay, have everybody done their homework? Or else I'm going to have to expel anybody.
What's the answer for number one?
Well, I cannot disclose that because you are in a learning process here, and therefore you will have to listen to every damn word I say. Otherwise, I'm probably going to expel your ass from this high school institution.
Whatever you say.
Right, did everyone do the homework on gamma rays?
Yes, sir! No, sir!
Why the hell didn't you do it?
Because I tried to make a plan up.
What else should you be doing all night but homework? You should be doing my homework.
TV.
All you should do from the minute you get in to the minute you go to bed is my homework and nothing else. Did you not realise that?
No.
Well, I'm going to take you to Mr. Peach's office where you can make an acquaintance with your mum.
Mr. Dodd, it is Saddam Hussein. Get on the floor now. Get on the floor or I'll shoot you. You must. Now listen, Mr. Dodd, I am sorry for interrupting your class, but I would like you to help me in the evil scheme to take over the world. Would you kindly help me kill President Clinton once and for all?
Well, maybe, yes, because you're probably going to shoot me if I don't, so...
Correct, Mr. Dodd! Everyone, get up on your feet! Now, get outside this room. Mr. Dodd and I must speak privately. Thank you. Right, Mr. Dodd, what do you suggest we do today?
I suggest we build a huge nuclear device the size of Liverpool City. That would probably cause great fear in all of the nations.
Very good, Mr. Dodd, but we must do it secretly so that the Americans must not find out about it. Okay, me and my comrades, including you as my best assistant, will go to America starting early in the morning, and I mustn't say anything to my mother, because you know what will happen, won't you, Mr. Dodd?
My sister has a secret laboratory. We're all sorted.
What's her name, by any chance, Mr. Dodd?
What did you say?
What's her name, Mr. Dodd?
The name Dodo.
Yes, I thought that was the name. I remember now. Well, Mr. Dodd, let's go and leave your class to do what they like. Mother, what are you doing in here? This is a private conversation!
I'm supposed to be taking first grade science. You can build a nuclear bomb with a deal that thick! Mr. Dodd, what the hell's going on?
Well, I'm pleased to make your acquaintance, Mother. And would you like to pay for the glass around the science room you've wrecked?
Mr. Dodd, I'm glad you said that because it is quite correct. Mother, please go home. We're just talking nicely about science situations.
All right, then. Well, you're going to get right smack and dash when I get back. I'll be getting the hot iron ready.
Oh, no, Mother, please. Not in front of everyone in this classroom. They can hear not far away outside. All right, then, Mother. I'll see you home for dinner later. I know, I'm 46, Mother. You should know that by now.
46 going on 12?
Mister... Well, Mother, I'll see you later, okay? Please go home now. Well, Mr. Dodd and I will speak privately.
Okay.
Thank God for that. Now, Mr. Dodd, shall we begin? Let's go to my secret headquarters and decide what to do about this institution. Let's go.
Right away, sir.